United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation representative smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Rely on Yourself, in Hawaii, USA, in September 1994.
Become better and better. You become more angel, more heavenly life. That's all your work. Alright? Of course the master and the heavenly being always stand by and help us. But if you don't do it yourself, it doesn't matter how many help, it's no good. You know what I mean? We have to do it ourselves first, and then the heavenly beings will help us. The master power always help us. Just like the child when he starts to walk, huh? Even though he walks himself, he tries to stand up and fall and stand up and fall all the time. But then he tries. And then the parents stand by, clap their hands, supporting, you know, and teach him. Yeah? But he himself must walk, alright? Parents cannot walk for him. Even though the love of the parents is immense, and the parents can walk and is very strong, but the child must try. You see? That's why don't ask me why God is so perfect and why don't God make us perfect? Because that's no fun. Yeah? No fun when the child is born and walk right away. Huh? Okay? And no fun for a child of a professor to be born a professor. You know what I mean? He has to learn, even though his father is a professor, he must learn the way his father learned. And that knowledge will be his. You know what I mean? Not inherited, not second-hand, but his, well-earned. And then you feel proud. You know what I mean? Most of the money you earn yourself, you will know how to spend and you cherish it. Yeah? But most of the spoiled princess-like, you know, people who are born with a silver spoon or golden spoon, they don't know how to deal with, you know, the true life, really. They're sometimes so spoiled that they even damage the property of their ancestor and burn it, waste it. Hmm? There are some heavenly beings who never go to this world. They don't need to, perhaps. Actually, because the father also needs somebody there, huh? Cannot send all down here, huh? Perhaps that's why. And even when God gives us the opportunity to be in this world, right? And we actually want to be tested. The harder the situation, the more challenging. That's why actually, I told you, sometimes I suffer with the people. But on the other hand, with the wisdom, I do not see suffering. Sometimes you ask me like I'm speaking in paradox, remember? Because to a person who practices the spiritual way and also who can see the universe the way heavenly beings see, then there's no suffering. You know what I mean? There's only tests and trials so that the soul, the individual soul, will progress. The harder the test, the better. You graduate in more glory. Those, you know, Olympic and all that, wow, they try very hard, you know? And they go through a lot of training, which we ordinary people just give up in 2 days. You know what I mean? It's not that they became star overnight. Wow! You know how they train, don't you? Huh? Sometimes they have to wake up in the wee hour of the mornings and go through ice and all this while we are sleeping and we're having lazy life. But then we don't become stars. You see? We don't become Olympic stars. Even movie stars. They train very hard. I mean, those who were really exceptional. For example, there is a movie in Hong Kong from Jackie Chan. You know Jackie Chan, the boxing director and also star of Hong Kong?
Yes.
Okay, there is a movie about his life. When he was young, he was given away. His mother perhaps cannot take care too much, you know, because of poor family or something. So he was given away to the teacher. And when you were given away in that situation, your mother don't complain. You die or you live with the teacher. You know what I mean? The teacher can do anything to you. Legally, he's not, you know, be responsible for anything that happened to the students. They train very hard. Oh my God. He even bent their body into V-shape, you know, T-shape. In a small age, it's easier to train the children. And they have to bend and they have to jump and they have to go through a lot of hard training. That's why when you see his movie now, it's real. He really jumped, he really bent, he really kick around. He really, you know, practice. He really is worth his art. He never used stuntmen. He always do all this dangerous thing himself. That's why people like him so much. Because he's very genuine, you know. He was born poor. He's not that poor, but then he stayed together with those poor children in his teacher's protection and how say teaching. And then they grow up together and most of them, all of them became accomplished movie stars themselves. But they went through, oh my God, training. I saw the children. And you shed tears and you see how they are treated. It's not that the teacher did not love them, it's just the way it has to be. you know, and they grow up, become accomplished stars of Hong Kong and even international wise. That is because due to the teacher have treated them so hard and trained them so rigorously, even adults cannot bear it. And sometimes they have to go through hunger and, how to say, thirst, because the teacher punished them. Children, you know, sometimes they're mischievous, they go out and they forget to come home and, or something like that. And the teacher punished them, let them go hungry one day, thing like that. And they go and steal some food next door and then get bitten, bleeding, you know, thing like that. This movie is very touching, not because of the life of the children only, but the relationship between the teacher and the student is very, very nice. I don't know if you have seen this movie. You could have. You can rent it from the video rental, huh? I don't know if it's in America very popular. I watch it in Hong Kong.
It's all in Chinese. But you could have people translate it to you. And some movies are not only movies, you know, they're really educational in nature. I watch movies occasionally.
I read books, yes, just for you. Also for passing time, when I have nothing to do. And I do other things like drawing, painting and that. You remember those story about Rama in India, the king? Yeah? He was exiled for some time, 13 years. And then his wife was abducted on a chariot that fly through the air and went to the Lanka land, remember? These are the story of extraterrestrial at that time. And also at the time of the Buddha, when you become a monk or nun, I mean the full-time follower of the Buddha, and you have to have a lot of vows, yeah? The Buddha wanted to make sure that his congregation is just purely for spiritual. If you truly want only spirituality, then you should abide by the rules like that. So it's not a complication. There's no selling and buying in the Sangha temple, you know, thing like that. And if you still want to have a responsibility with the world, then it's to stay a lay person. That's why the rules. Not because the Buddha discriminates, and not because if you keep the rules, you can become a saint. If you don't keep the rules, you will not. Thing like that, you know what I mean? Therefore, these kind of rules are not for the saintly position, just for the social conduct and the dignity of the Sangha members. Understand what I mean? Besides, the Buddha was a prince, and he was taught a lot of rules when he was in the palace. This he carried with him into the sainthood, and then he of course tried to teach his disciples to be more noble, because his disciples came from all different directions, and their behavior and manner are bound to be different. Understand? So he tried to, of course, to bring his children, closer children, into nobility. This is good, yeah? But that doesn't mean these rules make you become a saint, huh? Kapish? Many people misunderstand. You make a big deal of monkhood. Of course it is a big deal too, not because of the rules, but because they dedicate their life for the spiritual welfare of humanity. And they forsake all the pleasures of the world just because they want only spirituality. So in that notion, the monks are good. If they have this notion and if they keep to this notion, they are good. You know what I mean? They're worthy of our veneration, but only in that respect. But that's also their business. They want it that way. Huh? Otherwise, you can also do it. You do it in your way. You're the householder, but then you have a lot of friends and your social contacts, and then you also spread the Dharma, you know, the good news in your own way. So it's the same thing. But the monks are more valuable. For example, now I need somebody sent to Venus for initiation, verbally. Then you are busy. You're busy, huh? You're a director of what they're doing, and she's a secretary of the president. So I can't just take her right away, you know? So the monks are those who are always available for any call, for any job that the master wants to be done for mankind. So in that case, you know, in this respect, we respect the monks and the nuns, okay? doesn't mean they are better than us, or maybe they are higher position. Not necessarily so. Huh? Of course, many of our monks are very highly developed. Not because I say so, but because the people know so. That's why they respect them. For example, when I send somebody to China or something, then some people who are not initiated would have been seeing them in vision before, say, oh, Master come, for example. They saw me coming to them. They just see the Master come and say, tomorrow I will send a high monk to you. Or a highly noble soul named such and such to you. That's why when that monk comes, they already know. That's why they pay so much respect to him. But of course the poor monk don't know. And better that he doesn't know. But they always, big mouth, they tell him. And then sometimes he gets his ego inflated. Why I talk about extraterrestrial? Yeah, because I talk about Buddha's time and Rama's time, right? At that time they were already extraterrestrial. Some are good, some bad. See, the bad one abducted his wife, etc. And now in the Buddha's time, they are also extraterrestrial. Yeah? And so in some of the Buddha's story books, you will read that such and such saying there are many chariots from heaven come down and visit him. And many people can see. When many people can see together, this is not a vision anymore, but it is a kind of a reality happening. I know some of the precepts in the nuns and monks. If you're not nuns and monks, you're not supposed to know. There are about 200 to 500 of them. And you're supposed to learn by heart how to walk and how to sit them. Just like a model. Nowadays, you know, when you become a model, you have to, a movie star, you have to learn how to sit and how to talk. It's not that the way you talk is, you walk is enough. You have to learn properly. So, similarly, when you became a nun, huh? During the ceremony of taking the oath, swearing in, that you keep this and this and that precept, there is a questioning section before this oath ceremony. The monks, you know, will ask you, are you human? Or are you dragons? Or are you other beings? So that means at the time of Buddha, these precepts are, they carry left over from the Buddha's time, and it's carried out until now. So that means at that time, even sometimes the dragons and the other deities, the other celestial beings, or other extraterrestrial beings, are mixed inside of the Sangha. They say, we only give the precepts to human beings. Therefore, if you're dragons or other beings, please go out. Mm-hmm. Can you believe it? All right, any question? Yeah, ma'am?
After being initiated early in August, I had a dream within a night or two of initiation. And in the dream, Jesus was sitting on a rock alongside the road. And actually, up until then, and probably up until within the last few days, I had just a mental sense that, yeah, Jesus was a great teacher and he's an okay guy, but I didn't have an emotional connection to him. And I guess I have both a comment or a statement and a question. Now I actually feel Jesus. I mean, I feel the emotional connection. And his eyes were so peaceful and so loving and so available and so accessible. And now that I've met you, I'm actually putting one and one together and coming up with a two. And maybe I will put another one with those two and come up with a three. But now that I've met you, I see the same peace and compassion and fun and joy and beauty and serenity in you. But also, it's an energy that is around you. It is between us. It's all around us. It's everywhere. It's Jesus energy. It's Master Qinghai energy. And it's really beautiful. I guess I want to thank you for the opportunity to have come this far and to know Jesus on an emotional level, even though I must say I don't think I was in the market to know him on an emotional level. But I feel very enriched for seeing his eyes and knowing him emotionally.
That's real.
And so I guess part of the question that comes out of that is, in getting my memory back, my memory that is in heaven that can come to me in this life, in trying to remember my purpose and my role in this life, I really don't want to lose the memory. And actually, I've been blessed because I've been given little pieces, little crumbs on the road to where I am now. But I'd love to see bigger crumbs on the road to where I'll be going and who I am spiritually and what it means for me in this life and what I should do in this life spiritually. Although I know every day is indeed a walk in spirit. Thank you.
Well, then take your time. Okay? Sometimes God don't let you know like that. Mostly the purpose in life is kept from you. Because if you know it, you'll try to do it in a hurry, in a rush, so that you can go back home quickly. Right? You don't want to say that. That's the problem. And you never do it well in that way. Know what I mean? You know it, but in your soul way, in your subconscious way, you know. That's why you became better. That's why you feel peaceful. That's why the outcome is that, you know? Doesn't matter what ingredient is fed into your soul. The outcome is that you're healthy. Spiritually, you understand? Just like sometimes the children, you know, you give them milk. And then they just shut their eyes and shut their eye again. But still they are fed. And then they grow up, and then they say, I forgot that they have ever been given milk. Do you remember you sucked milk when you were young? Very rare, huh? Very rare. When we were very baby, young baby, we don't remember mother give anything. But we grow nevertheless. That means the mother must have been given something. Alright, so it doesn't matter what we have been given. The thing is we grow up. Alright? Healthy. Alright? So, because I tell you what, many of us, given the opportunity to know heaven well, we don't want to live here one more second. Many of us so weak, you know, spiritually, that we just want to go home right away. But that's why we are here, that's why we come here to study, because we want to go home quickly. We want to get to know the heaven better quickly, yes. Because as soon as we finish our mission, we can go home. But if you try to finish it in a rush, it's also finished. But it's no good, no beneficial to mankind and to your own development. Because to us, this life is too long and too much suffering. But to heavenly being, it's not even a wink of an eye. Yeah, when you go to heaven, you will see this is nothing really. Sometimes you feel regret that you haven't done better, you haven't done more to the world, to further your career as a spiritual being. Yes, so please be patient. Everything is awaiting you in heaven, and you are given a little crumbs, as you say, just to survive on, so that you don't feel that the Father totally neglects you, you know, or that you are really don't know whether there is a Father or not, whether Jesus' Father exists or Buddha exists. Please don't worry, be patient. It's not long. Remember how long it takes until you are grow up like that? It seems like a few years when you are a toddler. And then now, you grow up and you have a toddler yourself, you know? You have a baby yourself. You can't imagine how fast it goes. So do not be hurried. Father is very loving. Everything is yours in heaven. Don't worry. If he doesn't give it to you, whom will he give it to? Huh? We are the only children he has. Okay? And bad or good, we are his children. Do you think he likes to punish us? No, he will not. Okay? He will not withdraw anything from us. Okay? But as we develop, he will give us more. For example, if a child is very talented, yeah, and have a business ability, then the father entrusts more property to that son. Become like a big manager in the company or something like that. And to the other sons, he probably give a less position, lesser position, and lesser responsibility, because he don't have that much ability. That's all. Yeah? But they're all together in the company and run the company together. Alright? That's the situation it is. So try to strive spiritually here and learn everything you can from inside, outside. And then when you go to heaven, that's all you take with you. Okay?
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Join us tomorrow for part 3 of Rely on Yourself. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living, right after Noteworthy News. May joy and laughter ever be present in your life.